The pandemic has given students across the state a taste of what school is like online. That's pushed some families to go all in for public schools that have long specialized in virtual learning. Keystone Crossroads reporter Avi Wolfman-Aaron says there's another niche world of private online schools that push the boundaries even further, and they see this moment as a breakthrough opportunity.
Laurel Springs School is a pioneer in online education, the first virtual school in the country. One of its two headquarters is in the Philadelphia suburbs. And despite these two things, I'm going to guess you've never heard of it.
Many of our students come to us for flexibility. They're athletes, they're actors.
Head of school Megan O'Reilly Palovich says historically, Laurel Springs has been a niche option for kids with intense training or travel schedules. These were the families willing to fork over around 10 grand for a super flexible private education. And then the pandemic hit.
Parents were looking for something really consistent, proven. So that's why they started coming to us.
Palovich says enrollment has almost doubled over the last year to around 6,000. And what's interesting to her is that the new families aren't those actors and athletes.
The profile that I'm seeing now are parents who have students in public schools, in private schools, who are just not satisfied.
That describes Patty Shank from just outside Reading. Her daughter is a high school senior at Laurel Springs.
Kayla is an extremely serious student, sometimes too serious even, I think. And I knew she was ready for more.
They liked the small Quaker school her daughter had gone to for years. But Kayla wanted to take advanced science classes her school couldn't offer. And with the pandemic smoldering over the summer, Patty realized
school's going to be kind of messed up this school year. We're like, well, why don't we consider it? Why not? I mean, we have nothing to lose.
The Shanks found Laurel Springs just by Googling, and Kayla loves it. There are no daily attendance requirements, meaning she can do her work whenever she wants.
It really depends on how I feel during the day.
This is Kayla.
So some days I tend to do one class in the morning and then do whatever I want, like read, tennis, go for a walk. And then late at night, like around 6 p.m., I do another class to get that day's work done, but not like all in a row.
Kayla may be unusually mature, but there are other self-starting kids out there. Could they become the next wave of virtual students?
A lot of my practitioner colleagues in this space feel that this is the tipping point.
Michael Barber studies online education at Toro University, California. General research has found that most students fare poorly in virtual charter schools. But when I ask him what the research says about the effectiveness of private online schools, he answers,
nothing. I've never seen a single research study that looks at student performance or completion or retention or anything like that that focuses upon private online schools.
No one even knows how many American kids attend private virtual schools. Barber estimates it's around 100,000 or 200,000, but stresses that it's just a guess. No one is keeping track, and all of this is muddled by the fact that some families go to academies like Laurel Springs, while others are essentially homeschoolers who buy a class or two from an online provider. It's a total black box. Barber thinks the pandemic has forced some families who were already thinking about online private schools into this frontier. Those families might stay long term.
But for those folks that weren't already standing at the cliff, they're going to slingshot back into what they've always done.
Even a small number of converts would be a relatively big deal for this sector. And Megan O'Reilly Palovich with Laurel Springs sees a new market out there, not just because of what's happened to education recently, but also because of what's happened to the world of work.
Parents now have flexibility in their own jobs.
And that's a change online schools are watching closely. What if after the pandemic, millions of parents suddenly have the freedom to work remotely?
You could go travel and be on vacation or move out of the city or work at the beach or whatever. Your child can take school with them just as you can take work with you. So it's fascinating.
Sound like a fantasy? A nightmare? That's in the eye of the beholder. But at the very least, there are a few more eyes on this long-forgotten corner of the education landscape. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.